A ministry leader named Denise is asked to meet with a young couple after church. They are fighting constantly. Their finances are strained. Their intimacy is cold. Their parenting is tense. They both feel spiritually dry. After listening for 5 minutes, Denise says, "You two just need a weekly date night and more prayer." That advice may not be wrong, but it may be too fast. Film Ministry Skills warns leaders that advice can become reductionism. When we fix too quickly, we may reduce a marriage conflict to communication, a depression struggle to attitude, an addiction struggle to willpower, a gender struggle to rebellion, a calling struggle to motivation, or a church conflict to one difficult person. A quick answer can feel helpful because it gives the leader control, but it may leave the person unseen. James 1:19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Swift to hear, slow to speak. That is a ministry posture. Roy Clauser helps us ask, "What has become ultimate in my advice?" Sometimes leaders treat their favorite method as ultimate. Prayer is essential, but just pray can become reductionistic if a person also needs safety, repentance, counseling, medical care, financial wisdom, or protection. Communication matters, but not every conflict is merely a communication problem. Doers' aspects help us slow down. A complex problem may include physical exhaustion, emotional pain, family history, harmful words, social pressure, money stress, broken trust, injustice, lack of love, and distorted faith. Christian leaders must avoid spiritual-sounding reductionism. Do not say, "This is only sin," when wounds, body, story, and safety also matter. Do not say, "This is only trauma," when repentance and responsibility may also matter. Do not say, "This is only spiritual warfare," when addiction treatment, accountability, or crisis care may be needed. Do not say, "This is only biology," when worship, meaning, guilt, and hope also matter. Ministry Sciences observes that people are helped when leaders listen deeply and avoid premature closure. The gospel gives even more. Christ does not flatten a person. He redeems the whole person. A better response from Denise might be, "I care about both of you. This sounds deeper than one quick answer. Would you be willing to slow down and look at what is really going on spiritually, emotionally, relationally, physically, and practically?" What helps is humble patience. What harms is advice that arrives before understanding. The takeaway is this: fast advice may feel efficient, but wise ministry listens until love can see clearly.